In today's episode, we will sit down with UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti to bring you the latest updates about recent developments in South Lebanon. He will give us insights into the latest incident involving peacekeepers from the United Nations Truce Supervision Organization, or UNSO, UNIFIL's continued patrolling activities amid the increase of tension along the Blue Line, as well as the relationship between UNIFIL peacekeepers and the people in South Lebanon since October 8th. My first question to Mr. Tinenti is, can you provide an update on the recent incident involving peacekeepers from the United Nations Truce Supervision Organization, or UNSO?
Yeah, three military observers, unarmed, and their language assistants were injured at the end of March in the area of Remesh. The important thing also to emphasize that they are recovering, they're doing better right now. And the first preliminary of the reports that we have received is that the incidents and the explosion was not caused by direct or indirect fire, meaning was not done by shelling or a drone. The investigation is still ongoing, so we need to wait for the investigation to be completed in order to have more information on the cause of the explosion.
Some media outlets say that the incident raised questions about whether it was a message that the movements of UNIFIL patrols are undesirable at the height of the ongoing exchanges of fire along the Blue Line. Is it true that UNIFIL stopped its patrolling activities?
Well, we have to be very careful in reporting on what's happening and also very careful on the speculation surrounding any kind of incident. In this one, we are still investigating and the mission is, of course, exposed to a large number of exchanges of fire on a daily basis, so the risk is increasing by the day, but we cannot say at the moment if that was targeted or not. It's important to emphasize once again that we never stop patrolling. Our activities have continued 24/7, so nothing has changed. Even on the day of the incident, we never stopped our activities on the ground, but also with the communities. UNIFIL is still and continuing and working in close coordination with the Lebanese army. This has not stopped. They are our strategic partners, and everything we do is in close coordination with the Lebanese army. Of course, we cannot patrol and monitor or do all our activities together with the Lebanese army. Around 20% are carried out together, but they are all done in coordination with the Lebanese army as per Resolution 1701.
With recent reports of attacks on UNIFIL personnel in Barashit lately, how is UNIFIL addressing these challenges and ensuring the safety of its peacekeeping mission and personnel? How's the relationship between UNIFIL and the local people?
Security and safety of UNIFIL peacekeepers, military or civilians, but also security and safety of civilians in the south is of paramount importance for the mission. Incidents like denial of freedom of movement, of course, are very concerning and worrying. We have been raising these incidents with the Lebanese authorities. Our peacekeepers are monitoring and working in the area of operation for the implementation of Resolution 1701. And to be without the Lebanese army doesn't mean that we have not coordinated the activities with the Lebanese army. We have freedom of movement that needs to be not only encouraged, but respected by everyone. The relation with the people in the south, even now, despite the ongoing exchanges of fire, has always been very, very positive. We are still providing a large number of assistance to all the communities, and the communities are aware of it. So the incidents have been very rare, and even now, most of the activities have been carried out without problems.
Many people are wondering whether the peacekeeping mission will leave South Lebanon if there is a wider conflict in the country. What would you say to them?
UNIFIL has been in south of Lebanon since 1978. We have been here through occupation, through civil war. We have been here in 2006 during the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. And we are still here right now after 6 months of conflict that we are asking actually to the conflict to stop. We have been asking even through the head of mission and force commander and the special coordinator for Lebanon to cease the fire after 6 months of conflict. But we continue to be here. We continue to monitor the area of operation. We do a 400 regular activities per day, working with communities. Of course, if the situation turns into something impossible for us to implement, impossible for us to implement our mandate, the Security Council, we need to decide how to move forward. But we are here, and that's the role that we are playing.